Your new goal: calm consistency, not perfection. At this point, it's time to gently redefine your goal. For many adults, the unspoken goal is perfection. Playing without mistakes, remembering everything, feeling confident every time. It sounds reasonable, but it creates constant pressure. Perfection is fragile. One small mistake can make it feel like everything has fallen apart. Calm consistency is different. Calm consistency means returning to the piano regularly, without fear, without rushing, and without judging yourself. It means showing up even when you don't feel at your best. It means allowing some days to feel easy and others to feel awkward. And it means trusting that small, steady effort adds up over time. This is how real learning happens. When you practice calmly, your mind stays open. When your mind stays open, memory improves. And when memory improves, confidence follows naturally. Perfection, on the other hand, tightens everything. The hands tense, the mind narrows. Mistakes feel bigger than they are. So instead of asking, "Did I play this perfectly today?" try asking, "Did I sit down calmly and give myself a few minutes with the piano?" That is a much better measure of success. Calm consistency also allows flexibility. If you miss a day, nothing is lost. If a session is short, it still counts. If you repeat the same piece again, that is not failure, it is familiarity. Learning later in life thrives on repetition without pressure. You are not training your fingers alone. You are training your nervous system to feel safe at the piano. And safety leads to progress. Over time, you may notice something interesting. The more gently you approach practice, the more willing you are to return. And the more often you return, the more progress quietly builds. This is why consistency matters more than intensity. A few calm minutes repeated often will take you further than occasional long sessions filled with frustration. So let your new goal be simple. Return to the piano calmly. Stay only as long as it feels comfortable. Leave with energy still in reserve. That is success. In the next chapter, we'll begin looking at practical details, starting with how often to practice in a way that supports this calm, consistent approach.